Love and Laughter was celebrated on June 22nd at Southern Humboldt Pride, marking a triumphant success. Sequoia Rose reports.
K-Mud News' second annual fundraiser, Southern Humboldt Pride, took place this past weekend at the Mateel Community Center. The all-day event was a resounding success thanks to the generous support of sponsors, the dedication of volunteers, the enthusiasm of vendors, and the captivating performances and speeches. Not only did everyone have a fantastic time, but K-Mud also exceeded its fundraising goal, ensuring the continuation of the celebration for years to come. Among our talented lineup was Humboldt County's 2nd District Supervisor, Michelle Bushnell, who was speaking on a panel with Sister Gaiety in this exchange.
Welcome to Southern Humboldt Pride, our second annual Southern Humboldt Pride.
Woo!
Thank you to all the amazing volunteers and organizers. Thank you to K-Mud. Thank you to everybody that has come out to table. I am your host, again, for the second year in a row. Hopefully we'll continue this tradition. Sister Gaiety of the Revolting Earth, of your Eureka Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And I have the pleasure to be here with Supervisor Michelle Bushnell.
Hi, how's everybody?
Hi. I'm doing great. It is so beautiful down here, don't you think?
It's a beautiful day.
Would you be able to talk a little bit about, you know, why you think being here to talk with me during Southern Humboldt Pride, but Pride in general is important?
Well, I mean, specifically if you talk about Southern Humboldt Pride for this mm-hmm. event, you know, I don't, coming from a ranching family, I have a lot to learn, and so I really appreciate that I can come here, and I don't know it all, and I might step in it, not intentionally.
No.
But I
we're growing humans.
We are. We don't recognize that enough in people, that mm-hmm. if someone makes a mistake, that it's not intentional always. But I really love getting to know and to really respect mm-hmm. the culture and to learn my way through it. And that's something I might not have done previous to this job, mm-hmm. although I have no judgment. I just didn't have
the impetus.
Well, it's nervousness too, right? Because I don't know, and I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to do the wrong mm-hmm. thing. And so just saying, I don't know, please help me for this event and Pride as you classify for this event in general, but then Pride in general for the community, it's why I do this too, because mm-hmm. I love this area. Mm-hmm. I love the people and the diversity. And it doesn't matter to me, you know, people are people. Mm-hmm. And I just really, really love the people.
In your role in the Board of Supervisors in the last several years have taken some huge steps mm-hmm. for the Two-Spirit and LGBTQIA mm-hmm. plus community, even being the first in the nation mm-hmm. to declare, you know, a Two-Spirit Pride mm-hmm. Day.
Yep.
As somebody who has such care for our community and has stepped into this role of leadership, I can only imagine the backlash that may sometimes come.
Yep.
How has navigating that backlash been for you?
Well, I think that heat, as you call it, is going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
Tuning it out and realizing it's just noise mm-hmm. is super important, and it took me a while to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the proclamations that have come through the Board of Supervisors, I'm proud of that. Love is love, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. It doesn't matter. And recognizing that not everybody's the same, and mm-hmm. that's okay, and criticizing someone because they're not is bullcrap, honestly. You know, we had a proclamation, and I have gotten as I said, my district is very diverse mm-hmm. and a lot of different cultures. And so sometimes I do, you know, get it. And how do I deal with that? Well, I'm pretty frank.
Yes.
And probably
it's
not
something
gonna,
I appreciate about you.
Probably not going to say what I say on the radio, but
I don't
care, because I don't represent one person.
Right.
I represent a lot of people, mm-hmm. including my district, but also Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
And so how could it be right to just say, oh, we're only going to recognize heterosexual? That's where I really do love Humboldt too, mm-hmm. is that we are able to do that, and that our board has really, it was a 5-0 vote to put the Pride flag up.
Yes.
Those types of things, whether our board, you know, our board's pretty diverse as mm-hmm. well, but we can agree that people have their rights and their beliefs and their thoughts, and I don't think one is wrong because you don't believe in the other. You know, the queer community's been here long before people even realized it.
Right.
And so, and those people didn't come out or recognize mm-hmm. or want to say because of the fear of judgment.
Right.
And now I think the table's a little turned
mm-hmm.
and people are, they have fear
right.
and they're afraid of judgment.
Yes.
And so instead of just clearing the path and saying, teach me,
right.
teach me how to say it right,
mm-hmm.
do it right, and not be that judgmental voice,
mm-hmm.
they stand back in fear. And
right.
that's really where a lot of the attitudes come from.
Right.
And it's because how could you look at someone, for instance, yourself, and say, oh, I don't like you. I hate you because you're a little different.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. Sometimes I want to say something and I don't know how to say it right. I've talked
mm-hmm.
to you about this.
Yes.
And I'm like, how do I not step in it?
Right.
And you've said, well, if you do, just say, I'm sorry. I don't know the right, you know, help me.
Exactly.
And correct me.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we could, as a society, just realize that.
Yeah.
We're all blood. It's all the same.
I'm wondering, you know, as a board of supervisor and somebody who has lived in this community your whole life, what have you seen any impacts in the aftermath of last year's first Southern Humboldt Pride happening?
I did hear a lot of noise
mm-hmm.
About it, and
right.
so I was like, what are you afraid of?
Exactly.
You know, what, and I see the kids' corner over here,
mm-hmm.
and I hear a lot of stuff. You know, you always hear kids, you know, and I'm like, why not?
Why not?
I see no abnormalities here. So I don't know what people talk about. You can't have a kids' corner or a kids' section. Well, when I hear people refer to, and I'm just going to be frank, how disgusting
yeah.
they have a kids' corner there. I'm
right.
like, what do you think goes on? Like, what? How is this different than the rodeo that just happened where there was 100 people
exactly.
and they had a kids' corner as well?
Yes.
I don't see anything weird
no.
going on.
There's nothing weird going on. And, you know, queer, trans, two-spirit people, we were children too.
you have children too.
And we have children.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
But and that's also how you break that path of
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, that those thought processes
right.
is to in, you know, include. And
mm-hmm.
so why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Supervisor
yeah.
Bushnell.
Again, that was Humboldt County's second district supervisor, Michelle Bushnell, speaking to Sister Gaiety at our second annual Southern Humboldt Pride. Cape Mud News extends a heartfelt thank you to our amazing volunteer coordinators, Christy Augustine, Lisa Music, Dorothy Schaefer, Rayanda Severi, Carrie Green, Babette Bach, Dutzo Perkins, Florina Nigley, Allie Bullock, and their incredible team of dedicated volunteers. Special thanks also goes to the event's producer and founder, Lauren Schmidt, Cape Mud News Director. This fundraiser would not have been possible without the generous support of Queer Humboldt, Sohum Health, Chautauqua Natural Foods, the Mateel Community Center, Dean Creek Resort in Redway, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the Southern Humboldt Chamber of Commerce, the Sohum Business and Visitors Bureau, the Box Bar, the Human Rights Commission, North Coast Co-op, Vocality Community Credit Union, Brio Breadworks, Coast Central Credit Union, and all of those who attended in support. To see photos of the celebration, visit kmud.org or the KMUD News Facebook page. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Sequoia Rose.